الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض منهم من كلم الله ورفع بعضهم درجات صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's enabled us to spend these sacred moments in His house in listening to the Qur'an and in pondering upon the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a month of Ramadan. And may Allah allow this journey, this safar, to continue even after Ramadan. Ameen. In this limited time, just a few of the verses of the third juz which were read. The first side includes Ayatul Kursi, which Alhamdulillah, many a people, old and young, know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Now Ayatul Kursi, Abu Huraira radiallahu anh says, that once Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stationed and appointed me to look after some sadaqatul fitr, some zakat food stuff. I was there at night when suddenly an individual came, started to collect the food stuff. I grabbed him by his hand and I stopped him that this is zakat food stuff, this is sadaqatul fitr. He started to plea and cry that I am in need, I am a needy person, I have family, I have dependents, we're going through poverty. I need this, otherwise we'll be spending the nights and the days hungry and thirsty and without any foodstuff. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I felt pity and I let him loose. The next morning, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he said, what happened to the guests that visited you by night? Allah's Messenger was informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu explained, O Prophet of Allah, I was looking after the foodstuff. The individual came, started to collect the foodstuff and go away. I reprimanded him, I caught him. However he pleaded, he cried. He was in poverty, he had dependents and children. They were dependent on him, so I let him free. O Abu Huraira, he lied to you. He lied to you and he will return. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was vigilant the next night because my and your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said so. He is sadiq, he is the honest, he is the trustworthy one. So Abu Huraira is awaiting. This individual comes again. He starts to collect the foodstuff. Abu Huraira quotes him and holds his hand and he says, you've come again. He starts to plea and cry again. I have a family. They're in extreme poverty. They're dependent upon me. Allow me to take this foodstuff. Abu Huraira says, I've already been stung once. Why twice again? The individual promises not to return. And he's crying. He's shedding tears. Abu Huraira the second time feels pity and sorry for him and releases him. Allah's Messenger asks him again the following night, who came to you? Who visited you? What the encounter was? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu explains, O Prophet of Allah, I was awaiting and looking out for him. He came, he began to collect the foodstuff. I felt pity and sorry. His promise not to return. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Huraira, he lied to you. He will come again, sayaudu, lotega. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu now was forever vigilant and watchful. Ke kab aayega, when will he return? And I will then tie him. And I will imprison him until morning when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes. So he's waiting and waiting. The individual comes for the third consecutive night, starts to collect the foodstuff and is about to run away. When Abu Huraira says, not today. Yesterday, the day before, today, you made a promise not to return. Yet now you come. It's not today, you will not be able to escape. He starts to cry. He starts to weep again that I am in poverty. There are dependents. My children are awaiting me. I have to feed them. I have to stave their hunger. But let me teach you some beneficial words. On the condition you release me. Abu Huraira radiallahu an was ambitious. He was there to gain knowledge. So he said, fine, teach me those words. So the individual said, that when you take refuge to your bed, when you lie down in your bed, then read Ayatul Kursi. Allah will appoint an angel, a guardian, to protect you throughout the whole night, and nothing will be able to harm you. Abu Huraira is fascinated. He releases him. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him again the next day. He must have come, yes. What happened? I caught him. Then why did you release him? Because he promised to teach me these words. What are those words? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked. He says that إِذَا أَوَيْتَ إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِكَ. When you retire to bed, when you're lying in your bed, read Ayatul Kursi. Allah will appoint an angel who will protect you all throughout the night. Nothing will be able to harm you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed that is true. صَدَقَكَ وَهُوَ كَذُوبٌ. Although he's an excessive liar, he spoke the truth. O Abu Huraira, do you know who visited you for 3 consecutive nights? Abu Huraira says, no. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that was shaitan. He had come to steal the foodstuff of the zakat. However, here he knew that the treasure, the lock, the protection from all fitnas at night is Ayatul Kursi. So Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that if a person was to read Ayatul Kursi at night, it will serve him as a protection from all the harms throughout the night. So we should make it upon ourselves as well that before going to sleep, whilst lying in our beds, we read the 3 quls or the 4 quls, we read Ayatul Kursi, we read the dua, and thereafter we go to sleep. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the encounter between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Namrud. He was a tyrant king. Yet Ibrahim alayhi salam introduced Allah that my Allah is Alladhi yuhyi wa yumeet, who gives life and who gives death. So he said, I also give life and death. He took a captive and he set him free. And he explained, I've given life. He took an innocent man and he killed him. I've given death. He was foolish. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Allah causes the sun to rise from the east and sets in the west. If you are deity, if you have power, then fa'ti biha min al-maghrib, cause the sun to rise from the west. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. Namrud was unable to respond to Ibrahim alayhi salam's wisdom. Then is the incident of Uzair alayhi salam, where Allah caused the death for 100 years and then revived his body, revived the body of the donkey to show that the resurrection is true. Beautifully Allah gives an example. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمَّالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلٍ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. That the example of those who spend in the path of Allah is like a farmer who takes a seed, plants the seed. From the seed then grows 7 ears of corn. And then 7 ears of corn, each of them give 100 grains, 100 seeds. So from a single seed, it's produced 7 ears of corn, each give 100, so eventually 700. That is the rahmah of Allah. That you do a good deed, Allah multiplies it by 700 times. It is a great investment for any businessman. Invest 1 and receive 700. You do 1 good deed, Allah will multiply it as long as it's with its sincerity, 700 times. However, Allah says, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٌ فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ فَتَرَكَهُ صَلْدًا. The example of those who do good deeds or spend to show to others is like planting the seed on a stone which has some little sand and dust. So he plants the seed on the little sand and dust, but easily it will be washed away. A person has a good deed planting the seed with lack of sincerity, and the effects of removed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, spend in the path of Allah. The shaitan promises you a poverty. That if you spend, you will become poor. How will you be able to look after your family? How will you be able to look after yourself? But Allah promises, the more you spend in His path, the more barakah and the blessings He gives. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the business etiquette and adab. That we must be very transparent and honest and trustworthy in our businesses. Allah talks about advancement, law, giving money, about contracts. And this is extremely important. Hopefully, if time allows us, one day we can go through this ayah. It's extremely important. And again, I don't say this, but having into the process that Alhamdulillah in South Africa, multi-bank disciple was teaching the way. May Allah run the premier organization there, and the hundreds of business arbitrate business disputes, and will come across so many cases of best friends, neighbors, friends, family members who have traded together, who have investments of millions together. Now suddenly there's a dispute, they want to separate. Now there's difficulties and hardships because nothing is recorded, nothing is written, it's by word. And then in this dispute comes about many other disputes. Here Allah says, يَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْ. Write your transactions, be transparent and clear from the first day, then there is no dispute or conflict afterwards. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the last two ayats of Surah Al-Baqarah, from Aman al-Rasul until the end, if you were to read at night, they will suffice. They will look after you. They will protect you. Then there is an amazing verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, which many of us will know. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Say, Allah, you're the Malik of the Mulk. You are the King of the Dominion. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You give kingdom to whomsoever you wish. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. And you snatch away the kingdom from whomsoever you wish. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. جس کو تو چاہے عزت دے. وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. اور جس کو تو چاہے ذلت دے. Whomsoever you wish, you can give honor and respect and dignity to. And whomsoever you wish, you can make him humiliated. We see in this world, today someone has the kursi, has the throne, has the crown, has dignity, and then tomorrow becomes disgraced and humiliated and tied up and thrown in a prison or even killed. And then there'll be many a people who are humiliated today. Tomorrow Allah gives them honor. So izzat and dhillat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No wealth, no career will give. Therefore, we must always remain humble. Always remain humble. If Allah has given you izzah and honor and dignity, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you feel lowly and humble, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you izzah. But the most important is being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to look down upon anyone. A small anecdote for our young ones. There was an individual, a barber. And there was a child who would always knock at the door, would always enter, would always talk to the barber. Hi, how are you? Assalamu alaikum, everything fine. Now the barber would present a 5 pence coin and 2 2-pences coin. A 5 pence coin and 2 2-pences coins. And then say to the child, which one's more valuable? Which one's more valuable? The 5 pence coin or the 2 2-pences coins? Anyone? Any children? Which one will you take? 5 pence. Everyone agrees? Okay, so the 5 pence coin and the 2 2-pences coins. Now each time the barber would present this to him, the little child, he would take the 2 2-pences coins. Looks big. It's 2 of those. So he would take. And that carried on for days and weeks and months. And obviously the barber would have a slight giggle with the other customers. That bichara, this kid is growing up, is going to school. Mashallah, very intelligent. But doesn't know the difference between the 5 pence coin and the 2 2-pences coin. Doesn't know that the 5 pence or the 1 is more in value than the 2 pences coins. And this continues for days, weeks, months, and the child grows. One day, the kid comes running again, probably needs more sweets for Tarawih time. So he comes. So the barber then is talking to him and then suddenly realizes, takes out 5 pence coin and the 2 2-pence coins. Which one would you like? As usual, the boy takes the 2 2-pence coins. The barber has a giggle, has a laugh. And then the customer is always looking and he's always strange. He's looking strange also. Why has this child made this decision? Afterwards, he meets the child on the street. And he says, oh child, you seem extremely intelligent. And I'm sure you know the difference between the 5 pence coin and the 2 2-pence coins. If you know the difference, why do you always choose the two pence coins? The boy looks up and says, the day I choose the 1 5-pence coin, the game is over. You get it? SubhanAllah. Nevertheless, that is to say that وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَى. We should never look down upon anyone, but rather look up in the matters of deen and look at the people below you in the matters of the dunya. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ اتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. We've quoted this verse many a times, that if you claim ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every sunnah Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will draw you close to the mahabbat of Allah, the goodness of Allah. Then Allah discusses about Maryam, that Hannah and Imran were happily married, but they never had any children. Now suddenly she fell pregnant, so she was so delighted and excited. She made mannat and vow to Allah, "Oh Allah, if you bless me a child, then I will give it in sacrifice to look after Masjid al-Aqsa." Now this child is born, but it's a girl. And boys were given in service to the Masjid al-Aqsa. But she had made a vow, she gave Maryam in the service of Masjid al-Aqsa. Her uncle Zakaria, alayhi salam, would look after her. However, whenever دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابِ, Zakaria alayhi salam entered the inner room, he would find fruits out of season. Summer fruits in winter season and winter fruits in summer season. Eh Maryam, أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا, you're a young girl, no one has come in, you've not left. Where has this fruit out of season come from? قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, she responds, it is from Allah. It is from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابِ, and Allah gives His sustenance to whomsoever He wishes, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابِ, بَغَيْرِ كُوِ حِسَابِ, without any account or reckoning. Thereupon, Zakaria alayhi salam had reached all age, weak bones, unable to stand. Yet he says, oh Allah, after I die, who will continue my legacy, give me a child. Where people, oh Allah, give me a pleasant, a child which is the coolness of my eyes. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى, to dua ko sunne wala hai. You listen to the duas. Allah blesses him in the child. Although in old age, because of his yaqeen and dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah made the impossible true and the possible. Then the Isa alayhi salam, which we he would take some dust, make it in the form of mission of Allah, rain to it, and to its time. So at the time of Isa alayhi salam, it was about tib, medicine. So he could cure people with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِرُكَ. His enemies were unable to kill him. Alive in the state of wakefulness, Allah raised him to the sky. He will turn before Qiyamah and then he will die a natural death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to study the Quran, understand the Quran, reflect on the Quran, and spread the teachings of the Quran. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.